It is Monday morning, and we often talk with NHPR's Josh Rogers to discuss New Hampshire's political front on Mondays. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
Josh, the state Senate looks to back a hike in the state's gas tax. Vice President Biden is headed to Nashua this week, and Scott Brown has stepped up his likely U.S. Senate campaign. How about we start with the gas tax?
Sure, Rick. The bill in question would raise the tax on gasoline and diesel by 4.2 cents a gallon, and it does look like it'll clear the Senate with a few votes to spare. Assuming that happens, it's then on to the House, which, of course, has favored a much larger gas tax increase last year and saw the Senate kill it. What's interesting to see will be how the House handles this bill should it arrive in its current form. Right now, the Senate's bill includes a provision to eliminate the Exit 12 toll on the Everett Turnpike in Merrimack. Getting rid of that toll has been a priority for Milford Senator Peter Bragdon. He pursued this last year when he was Senate President. The House nixed the idea, and all things being equal, almost surely would do so again. But given how much the House wants to raise more money for roads, it'll be interesting to watch the calculation by Democratic leaders if they decide they can, you know, stomach losing the toll in Merrimack. We'll see. Senate majority agreeing to any gas tax increase is a big change. This has been a real fight the last several years. Both parties in the Senate have been sensitive, overly sensitive, say many House Democrats on this issue. So the count on the vote Wednesday and the margin should be interesting.
Now, if this does become law, will that money raised, and they're talking about some 32 plus million, will that all go to road and bridge construction and maintenance?
For the first 2 years, it will. Beyond that, it's a little less explicit. Some of the future money, assuming the bill passes, would likely get wrapped up in paying for the bonding envisioned under the 10-year highway improvement bill that will be before House lawmakers this week. The top goal of that plan includes the completion of I-93 between Salem and Manchester, the reconstruction of the state's number one red-listed bridge. That's the Sarah Mildred Long span joining Portsmouth and Kittery.
Okay. Now let's move out of the State House. It's been, 10 days now since former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown began his official exploration of a run here in New Hampshire. So this is finally happening, right?
Indeed. And Scott Brown is certainly acting like a candidate and not someone simply exploring. He's had multiple events every day, some announced, some not. He's been up north, he's been in the south, and he swung through Concord. He hit Mount Cube Farm, former home of late Governor Mel Thompson, for Maple Syrup Weekend. And based on his Twitter feed, he's poured beer for patrons at several bars. So thus far, Brown's been showing himself to be quite game for retail-style campaigning, and he needs to be, because despite his notoriety, there's still a lot of voters who really don't know who he is, and plenty of grassroots activists within the Republican Party who may not be as inclined as some are to simply concede that Brown holds the best chance of marshaling the resources needed to beat incumbent Democrat Jeanne Shaheen, and thus he should be supported. I caught up with Scott Brown in action last week, and he is an able glad handler. Whether or not people end up finding him wholly persuasive remains to be seen. He's got the next 4 months to impress primary voters.
He's obviously been getting a lot of press, but you know, what's he saying?
Well, not a great deal of much specificity yet, Rick. Rightly, he says perhaps that he's mainly out to listen to voters right now and get to hear their concerns. I did interview him briefly last week, and his argument in a nutshell seems to be that so-called Obamacare is a horrible law. Jeanne Shaheen voted for it and has voted with the president 99% of the time last year, and therefore she's no longer in touch with the needs of New Hampshire voters.
So this is basically running against the president in proxy as much as Shaheen herself.
Well, yes, the president and Obamacare, and you know, both the president and his health care law received well under 50% favorability in the most recent UNH poll. But based on recent polling, Jeanne Shaheen is seen more favorably than either the president or the health law. So, you know, there is some logic to Brown's effort to brand her as a so-called, what he likes to say, an Obamacare Democrat. You know, we'll see how this goes. You know, Shaheen, you may recall, based most of her 2008 campaign against then-incumbent Senator John E. Sununu by tying him effectively to George W. Bush. You know, Brown's situation is a bit different than Shaheen's. Voters already know her very well. He's known less well. And, you know, Brown's opponents will be working to introduce him to voters in ways unflattering to him. Jim Rubens, one of the other Republicans running the primaries, launched a Second Amendment tour inspired, no doubt, by Brown's unpopularity with some gun activists and his support for a so-called assault weapons ban. You know, more broadly, I'm going to be interested to see how much Brown's anti-Obama message gets complicated by his own history. When he served as Massachusetts senator, he voted supported mostly with the president and talks this up as one reason why, you know, he deserved to represent Massachusetts. In 2011, he voted with the president 70% of the time, according to Congressional Quarterly.
Okay, now speaking of the Obama administration, the vice president is in Nashua tomorrow. Biden is going to be talking about workforce development, and Republicans have challenged Democrats to appear alongside Biden in Nashua.
This is a gambit used by both parties in election years when the occupants of the White House aren't polling terribly well. And for the record, Jean Shaheen, Annie Custer, and Carol Shea Porter all say they'll be tending to obligations in Washington tomorrow. Governor Maggie Hassan is expected to be in Nashua, however.
And you'll be covering it as well, I assume?
Indeed. I'll be there, Rick.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome.
That is Josh Rogers, NHPR's senior political reporter. He joins Morning Edition often to talk politics. You can follow Josh on Twitter, by the way, at Josh Rogers, NHPR.